Prayers Up Wrestling friends and family, we are on the road for some reason. It's BJB, the best Chris in all of wrestling podcasts, Mr. Chris Stritt, and we are heading to see a good friend of ours. But we figured as we were on the road for another 40 minutes or so, we would chat to you motherfuckers about whatever the fuck we want. What's going on, bro?
Not a lot, mate. Just on the good old British motorways, just on our way to see a good friend of the show. Obviously, we're not going to no spoilers or anything like that. But people will be happy, I think, with this one, JB.
Oh yeah, I'm sure they're going to love the interview that we've got coming up. We're together. Like, you know, people must think we're in and out of each other's pockets at this point, but
that's right.
You know, this is the good shit. Like, we're together. We're gonna chat some wrestling. We're gonna chat some other stuff. Who knows? Like, you know, I'm sure Chris will want to talk about football at some point because Spurs won a game.
But we didn't just win a game. We absolutely decimated a very good Aston Villa team at their home ground and made them look like a bunch of wankers.
Yeah, so, they did look shit.
So they looked really bad. So either they played really badly, or we played really well, or a mix of the two. So we'll take it, mate. We'll take it.
Yeah, that's right. Today is Tuesday, is that right?
It is Tuesday.
We are merely an hour or two away from Arsenal's Champions League game. I'm excited. I'm looking forward to it. I hope we win. But, you know...
Are you 1-0 down on aggregate right now?
We are 1-0 down from the first leg. But teams don't come to the Emirates and do that well. They don't play their game. They don't, like, Porto will play a completely different game to the one they played 2 weeks ago in Portugal. So I'm hoping we just run over them in a 3-0 up after like half an hour like we have been recently, but there's no guarantees in this one, so I suppose we'll see.
You will see. I'm going 2-1 Porto, but
is that more of a wishing than a...
Yeah. It's not a prediction by any stretch. Yeah. It's more the wish list.
We are also talking wrestling. Of course we are. It's another week down, we're on the road to WrestleMania. All Elite Wrestling is doing its own thing, as always. I made a point. I'm a little bit disappointed that Daniel Bryan and Will Ospreay's match is for nothing. What is it? Bragging rights. The supposed, alleged best in the world against the legend that is Bryan Danielson. Do you feel it?
No. I don't feel it. I think it's like you said online, you know, there needs to be more made of it. If it is, and it's too early, at least build up to it. You know, maybe even, you know, like I say, I don't know. Build up to it. But
I'm not too fussed with them building to it. I think it probably is, what, 21st of April or something? So they've got time to build it, but it needs a prize. A prize of I think a championship would be befitting of a match of that size or that
take
apparent
one of them
size.
Off fucking Eddie Kingston, no?
I mean, that whole triple thing is what is. It'd be too much to get into that right now, I suppose.
Do you reckon, by the way, we've got some UK garage playing in the background? Do you reckon we're going to get fucking copyright strikes for it, or should we...
I'd be surprised if we got copyright strike because we're talking over it. It's just a bit of background, but
there we go.
You know, and now we've got the 5-0 in the background as well.
The po po, yeah. Bruv.
What was it you once said, Chris? All cops are bastards.
I did say that.
I didn't argue.
I did say that. I have said that. But yeah, you might get some road rage from me as well. So just be aware. We're driving in London, so there may be some road rage. There might be a few, "Oh, you fucking twat," or you know, or such like. So just be prepared.
We did tune into Anthony Joshua and Francis Ngannou at the weekend. Yeah. I made a mistake. I publicised Chris's prediction before the fight.
Mate, it was going to be in with a chance, but the fact is, he just, he got caught.
Oh, he got caught more than once. Yeah,
he got caught twice in the space of, you know, not long at all. And that's what happens. If he's not a boxer, that's the thing. He's not a boxer.
Not by trade. No.
You know, it's the Gypsy King made him look better than he was. And you know what? I'll make a prediction here and all. Fury don't want none of AJ, bruv.
You think?
Nah, he don't want none of AJ.
I don't know. I think he will, because he might have to. But yeah, it's the biggest. So much money in that fight now.
Oh yeah. He don't. I mean, they're both made men anyway. They're both, you know, yeah, multi millionaires.
I mean, I would feel disappointed that it's in Saudi if they do.
It should be over here in Tottenham Stadium, don't you reckon?
It should be over here. You're right.
In
the
Wembley,
biggest fight should be here. Yeah.
Even Wembley or Spurs Stadium, or you know, wherever they've had boxing in the past.
It's even disappointing that Vegas is no longer the biggest fight town, city, whatever you want to call it in the world. It's the biggest fights are going to Saudi Arabia.
Two big Brits. Two of the best Brits should really be.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, we caught that at the weekend. We've catching up with WWE and all that. There's some news, isn't there, like regarding who corporate officer 1 and 2 were. Neither of them were Triple H. I can't imagine those shit posters will apologise. What do you think?
Of course not.
Yeah.
Because they were just speculating, mate.
Yeah. Speculating for engagement is not the one.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's why we stay quiet on most things until they come out and, you know, the majority of the truth is heard. Like, Triple H was not named in this thing, so you know, get off your high horses, stop being dicks about it. And you know, I'm pretty sure a lot of people were deleting posts they put up, you know, after yesterday's Monday's, you know, info came out. Did you bring your Wraith Energy cup, Chris?
I did. I have got it full of Wraith Energy right now.
Are you full of Wraith Energy?
I am. It's keeping me going at this precise moment in time.
And we would like to remind you, our good friends, our good listeners, this is not something that we're not going to push anyone to do it. Like, you know, if you don't drink energy drinks, then by all means, don't get anything like this. But, you know, we want to share the discount with you guys, because I know a lot of you do drink energy drinks and it is your thing, and we can help you save money on that by not buying the cans of garbage that you get in the shops.
Correct. The cans of crap that you get in the shop are
they don't give you wings.
They do not.
I can't stress that enough. But yeah, of course, if you hit the links in one of our descriptions or on our social media pages, you can find yourselves 10% off. And I think, what does it work out to be? 70p a drink?
About 70p a drink, yeah.
There you go, see? We're just trying to help you guys out. We're not trying to, you know, force anyone onto the energy drinks. Of course we wouldn't.
Yeah. And to be honest, like I say, you're going to be... If you do regularly drink energy drinks, drinking Wraith is better for you than drinking any of them other brands.
There's a lot more water in it.
There's a lot more water in it. There's a lot less sugar in it. Basically, you're still getting your caffeine, you're still getting your taurine or whatever, if that's what you want. So we're just giving you that sort of healthier alternative.
Yeah, we're trying. Yeah, we do our best. It is 10% off, everyone, so help yourselves, get yourselves a good drink. You know, some of these flavours are banging, aren't they? So, you know, we can only do that, can't we? Moving on shortly, or swiftly even, I'm getting my words mixed up. What do you think of the 12-man ladder match at WrestleMania? It's a 16-12-man tag team title ladder match.
Nuts.
It's a little absurd, isn't it? I genuinely don't know why they would do something. I mean, you've got to get everyone on the show, I get that, like, it's of importance to get as many people on the card, get as many people paid as possible, but fuck me, that's going to be a clusterfuck, isn't it?
Oh, it's going to be nuts, mate. It's going to be absolutely crazy, but we're here for it.
Oh, of course, yeah, we're here for it. We're going to, it's going to be stunt heavy, I'm sure, and lots of crashing and banging around, and that's, as long as that's just the one match, I think I'm happy with it. Like, it doesn't really affect me in any way. I'm happy to get through it and then watch some that story based wrestling that we love so much, you know. Yeah, but are we getting the stopwatches out to measure how long the wrestling actually is at WrestleMania, or?
No.
No.
That's a shame.
Because, you know, we're not, like, who was, yeah, it's Fightful, that's right. You know Fightful blocked us as well.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they blocked us on X, because...
Oh, just hitting that M25 now, people. Ooh. Are we live, pal, by the way?
We're live, pal.
Oh, we are live. So I might have to shut up for a little bit, because we're just going on to the M25.
Live, we're actually not live. Of course not. We wouldn't be so foolish as to be live.
Okay.
We are heading on to the M25. It is... I mean, that's Britain encapsulated, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
Old M25.
Yeah.
I fucking hate the M25. Oh, my God. Oh, I fucking hate it, mate.
Yeah, shit we have to do, eh?
Yeah. Correct.
So, yeah, we're Fightful. Fightful have blocked us. You know, it's not the biggest problem in the world. But because people screenshot their shit, it still ends up on our timeline. And something as ridiculous as them getting their stopwatches out and timing wrestling matches, saying, oh, not enough and all that, like, it bleeds onto our timeline, and I'm sick of seeing it. And yeah, it's so fucking boring what they do. Like, I had a look at one of the other Fightful lot that don't have us blocked, and it was just more for reference, and literally all they do is screenshot WWE pick, like, screens and photos and that, and post them. It's such a baity idea of a fucking social media account, and I struggle to wonder how some people, I'm pretty sure none of our listeners pay for it, but how some people pay for such miserable, boring, analytical shit like that. Like, it is not fun to listen to someone like Sap or Salcedo chat shit. I just don't get it.
Yep.
But that's my rant on Fightful. You know, I'm sure he might unblock us one day to tell us off or offer us out for a fight. You know.
There's a lot of people making a living off of the wrestling business, doing not much.
Grifters. Yeah. Big time grifters.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And it's fucking shameful. But that's how they make their money, and you know, more for the people that pay them to do it, and pay them their hard-earned money to listen to utter garbage. You know, same goes for, what's his name, Dave, Uncle Dave.
Yeah.
You know, Uncle Dave has historical value because, you know, he does that thing, right? He's always been good for obituaries and stuff like that. He does his research on that, but in today's wrestling, today's version of Dave is fucking shit. Right, that's another one.
Yeah, because he's become outdated. He's not really needed. And
he's a cheerleader,
and,
isn't he?
Yeah, and what he's doing now is he's trying to get in with people because he's making friends, because he's become, you know, a lot of the wrestlers love him because he gives them stars and ratings and that, you know. Yeah. So,
well, that's it. Like I said about the AEW match, the Danielson Ospreay, it's a star chasing match. Is he going to give him 7? Is he going to give him 8? Does anyone really give a fuck? Like, for your TV audience, for your, you know, and this is it's a slack term, I get it, for your casual wrestling fan, they won't care what a star rating is. They want to know if someone's going to win and be a champion. That's the biggest reason people will tune in, to see if they are the biggest and the baddest and the best. Not will they get 7, 6.25. You know, it's so fucking tragic.
Did you see what Cena said about the star ratings?
I did, and it made, of course it made sense. You know, Cena's not there to entertain Dave, he's there to entertain the people that paid to see it.
Exactly. And yeah, he said, you know, if the people in the building enjoyed it, and I know they enjoyed it for what we did, then, you know, great.
And I genuinely believe the sooner Tony Khan, Danielson, Ospreay and the likes figure it out, and they're there to entertain the people and not Dave, I'll almost guarantee that their viewership will go up. You know, not, you know, it's not prophecy, but I almost can feel that that's how they would turn the tide, get more viewers, get more buys, get more everything else, more social media, everything like that. Like, not saying you have to be like WWE, of course not. You know, you have to be an alternative, but be a better alternative than you are now.
Yeah.
You know, chasing star ratings, it's just, it's sad. And it will get worse because, you know, TV ratings on Osprey, I think it was, but on the breakdowns, it wasn't very good. It was quite poor, actually. It went down to like 600-odd K. I still do believe that AEW should be very thankful for the Big Bang Theory where they are, because that 900K, 1 million sort of lead in is keeping things big. It's keeping the viewership number quite big. If it was being led in by something else like the Antiques Roadshow or something, I don't think it would be.
The Antiques Roadshow is banging though still.
Is it?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Or for, you know, Bargain Up, you know, Dickinson's Real Deal, you know what I mean?
Well, that's the shows that they should be sending out the AEW wrestlers to, right?
Absolutely, yeah. Dickinson's Real Deal.
Pick up a bargain, show it off, yeah. No, I get it. So, yeah. We've still got a bit of this journey to go, but I thought we'd check in whilst we were on road. Because, you know, that's what Mandem does, right?
That's right, when man's on road.
We're on road, it's getting dark out here. We're just catching up with our friends, you guys, and we wanted to say hello, and we wanted to do a little something before, you know, the interview comes out, or even after the interview comes out. I don't fucking know these days. You know, it comes out when it comes out, doesn't it? And
We've got some stuff in the pipeline though. We've got something penciled in about a week or so's time, I'm really looking forward to.
That's the end of March, right?
It is the end of March. Yes, yes.
That's a good one. That is, I mean, very insightful shit. That will be like, we're really looking forward to that, and that is very, very. It's not tentatively. It's penned in, isn't it?
It's penned in. Yeah, we've got a date and a time, mate. Yeah, we're there.
Date and a time for that one, and that is. Very, very. Oh, I can't wait to share that one. That's going to be really good. And that really ties into our retro shit as well, doesn't it? Like, you know, retro fans will love that.
Oh, yes.
So, I guess for now, we say thank you, guys. We say, of course, 5 stars, blah, blah, blah. Look at that tractor go past. See, this is what happens. We get distracted.
Yeah.
On road. Yeah. Hit the likes and whatever on the socials. At Chat Grapple Pops across all your social media, Facebook, TikTok. We're very busy on TikTok at the minute.
Yeah, it's good.
I don't know why we didn't mention it. We opened a couple of packs of cards and stickers. Retro shit.
It's a shame that we can't watch that video again. Is it? What was it, like a little live?
It was live, yeah. We were live. I think I might be able to get hold of it. I might be able to.
If you could, that would be great. And then we can repost it somewhere,
So. You know, keep an eye out, because at any round given time we could go live on TikTok, and that's new for us, and I know we said we'd never get it, but there we are. TikTok, Twitter, X, Facebook, Instagram as well. Fucking hell, it's a lot to manage, isn't it?
It's a lot, baby.
So yeah, for now guys, we say take care everyone. We'll see you next time. It's me, JB, the best Chris in all of wrestling podcasts, sitting next to me doing the driving team. Take care, guys. We'll see you soon.
Peace.